Every hour.
Every day. This is 702.
Let's walk the talk.
All right, very important discussion. I think ending off a week where we've been really looking at conservation, sustainability, our natural resources, and how we can just use them better. We're on the line with Lars Hagenbach, who's a consultant with Rescura, and we're talking about moving the needle in India. Lars, thank you for joining us. How are you this morning?
Yes, I'm great. Thanks very much for having me on your program.
Can you let us know a bit more about the main focus of Rescura's latest study on stewardship in India?
Yeah, sure thing. So this is actually one of a series of surveys and reports that we've done across the main emerging markets to better understand the state of stewardship, specifically among asset managers. And we'll talk about why asset managers a little bit later, but really the overarching goal is to try to demystify the engagement and proxy voting practices to help debunk some of these misunderstandings when people are investing in emerging markets. There's often there's resistance and hesitation because people think, you know, it's all a bit obscure and the governance is not clear and so on. And so really, you know, we're trying to help understand what are the issues that are faced by managers, where are the gaps between global best practice, and can we make some suggestions for moving the needle forward, which is why we've titled it with that.
Just to give context to our listeners, before we get into ESGs, can you just give us a better understanding for our listeners for more context regarding what they really are?
So ESG, it stands for environmental, social, and governance, and these are three key buzzwords that the investment management industry or the financial services industry more broadly has come up with over the last couple of years to really zoom in on the key issues that we as stewards or asset owners need to be aware of in terms of making the investments that we make much more socially aware, much more sustainable. You know, we use words like purpose driven, but basically these are the three key headings that you need to be aware of to make sure that the investments you make really are making a positive difference to the world.
I like what you mentioned about being socially aware and sustainable, because those aren't just catchwords. I was talking about a company which uses coffee grounds to sell niche and unique glasses. And it's become so popular that it's become now a niche market. So sustainable doesn't necessarily mean not trendy or unprofitable.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And in fact, you know, if I'm going to sort of segue into the survey that we've done, so so one of the things that we learned about India, for example, is how important it is to assess the person or the family that is controlling a company. That they call it a promoter in India, but the same concept applies elsewhere. You know, basically the person who sets it up, who's in charge. And if that person is not thinking about the future of the minority shareholders, of the environment that they're working in, if they really are acting rogue and are acting purely in their own interests, you know, you might have a great run of share price performance initially, but eventually it's going to come back to bite you, right? So eventually you're going to lose money because that person is not acting in the interests of, you know, the people around them, the employees, the economy, whatever. So it's a much wider topic.
And if we, and I like that you mentioned that because it's the macro aspect. And now if we're focusing on the micro, especially the significance of the report for South African investors and South African business community, what does this derive? What insights can we get from this?
Yeah, so there are a lot of similarities, I think, between India and South Africa, just in terms of, you know, the way the population is structured. Obviously, India is a lot bigger, but, you know, it has many of the same social problems that South Africa has. Issues around rural poverty, for example, unemployment in urban centers is an issue.
Yes.
And so a lot of the questions that we were trying to understand is how are asset managers assisting in driving that forward?
Interesting.
And, you know, are there things that we can then arguably, you know, help our South African investment community or asset owners in making that better? And, you know, obviously at the high level, just by having another country to compare yourself against, it allows the domestic industry to benchmark itself and say, you know, where do we rank in terms of being best in class or not? You know, obviously what's important as South African investors invest more and more money internationally, you know, India, it's probably the biggest population now between India and China. It's a bit of a debate still, but let's assume it's, you know, one of the top two. It's the fifth biggest stock market in the world. It's the third biggest on emerging markets. So it's going to become a much bigger part of people's portfolios, whether they like it or not. And so having an idea of what's going on there really is quite important for a South African investor.
Yeah, no, you're really speaking about something, because we're talking about grey listing area on, and it seems like moving the needle stewardship in India report is something that can really help to attract investment in countries like South Africa.
It can indeed, right? And also, you know, one of the other things that we've discovered, for example, in India is that the voting system works very, very well. Right. So if you're a shareholder or an asset manager, you need to occasionally vote on resolutions. You need to, you know, make your voice heard. And they have a system there which is fully automated. It's compulsory voting. It works extremely well. And the South African asset management industry, you know, or the financial markets more widely could learn from that and could say, well, you know, here are some technology or some systems that we could adopt to make our system better. So there's an opportunity to cross-pollinate ideas between India and SA.
Lars Hagenbach, consultant with Rescura, talking about the Moving the Needle India report. Lars, it's been an absolute pleasure. I do look forward to talking to you in the future. All the best.
Thanks very much for having me on the program.